This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Archaeologists give us a window into how ancient civilizations lived, their family structures, what they valued, how they worshipped, the work they did. But one aspect of the daily lives of our predecessors has rarely been studied or even mentioned: the humble toilet. Early archaeologists ignored or sometimes misidentified the pits existing alongside relics they were much more interested in digging up. A century plus later, researching how the ancients relieved themselves is no longer taboo, and those who specialize in the field are discovering a wealth of information about the lives of the ancients by studying their loos. Chelsea Wald wrote about the secret history of ancient toilets for Nature, and she's joining us now via Skype from Vienna. Chelsea, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Pleasure to be here, Virginia.
Chelsea, you write about an early 20th century excavator in Rome who discovered the ruins of a room with a stone bench, holes cut into it that dropped into a pit. What did this archaeologist Giacomo Boni think the room was?
Well, he was a product of his time, so it's not to call out Giacomo Boni, but when you read his description of what archaeologists believe is this room, it's very strange. He describes an elaborate mechanism that's some sort of hydraulic machine that would have pumped water and provided power to the palace above. But in reality, it was just a toilet.
So what can studying ancient toilets reveal?
Studying ancient toilets can provide a new way to learn about the diets, diseases, and habits of past populations, and in particular, the lower classes, the lives of the lower classes. Researchers, for example, have learned that Roman residents ventured into their toilets with some trepidation, in part because of superstition and because there were real dangers lurking there, like rats and centipedes and other vermin. And ancient Rome has been long famous for its sophisticated plumbing, but it turns out that modern studies show that the sanitation technologies were not really doing that much for the health of Roman residents.
I guess that's one of the things I find most interesting, that these were public toilets. I mean, there's like 50 holes in this site on Palatine Hill in Rome. Mm-hmm. So were people of all classes going to the bathroom together?
Well, that's a good question. The latrine on Palatine Hill was probably a latrine for the lower classes, the servants or slaves who would have served in the dining halls above or in the palace. The upper class emperors and their friends and guests might have used smaller and more elaborate latrines, and possibly cleaner ones too.
It's so interesting that, you know, the lives of the slaves in Roman culture or lower classes, they don't leave behind a written record. But are scholars studying, going through fecal matter? Is that how they're doing this?
In some cases, they are. In some cases, the latrines don't have any preserved fecal matter. The excavators just dug out whatever was in there, along with any other sort of backfill, and threw it away without studying it. But in some cases, there is some old fecal matter and other matter that was in toilets that is preserved. One case in Herculaneum, which is the city near Pompeii that was just also destroyed by the eruption of Mount Vesuvius, and that helped preserve the contents of a sort of closed sewer that was connected to an apartment block in that city. Researchers from the University of Oxford went and sort of dug through that and analyzed it, and they found some really interesting stuff down there.
I'm speaking with Chelsea Wald, who writes about a topic that people don't often discuss: ancient toilets and what archaeologists are now discovering after a long history of ignoring or avoiding the subject. Well, I know at several sites, you know, I've been to Ostia Antica in Rome, and in Turkey, there are also sites where I've seen, you know, these kind of like, the tour guides do actually talk about the toilets and people go in and have their photographs taken there, that kind of thing for kitsch value. What do we know about those toilets and the habits of the people from looking at those?
Well, there's a few things we can know from looking at those toilets, or infer from looking at those toilets, because there's not a lot of written material about ancient Roman toilets. People just at the time didn't write about their toilets, just like people today. But researchers have thought a lot about it. And one thing that you see is that there's a hole on the top but there's a slot that extends forward halfway down the front. And researchers think that people use that slot down the front to insert a stick with a sponge on it to clean themselves. And that stick would then be put into a gutter that runs by the feet of the user to wash it off. And then possibly the sponge would have been used by the next person using the toilet.
Oh my.
Now, there's some writing referring to the toilet sponge, but no one has found a toilet sponge, so it's still unconfirmed. People say that slaves warmed up the seats, or you go to these places and there's no roof on them, they're pure white, and they're in these they look like they have these big courtyards in them, and there's rumors that there were musicians playing in there, or that people were chit-chatting, but there's really no evidence for that. The reality is the toilets were likely dark because they had roofs on them and very few windows. They were smelly. People were actually afraid of toilets because there could have been rats in them that came up and bit the bottoms of the toilet users. One thing that does seem to be the case is though there were no dividers between the toilet seats, people probably did have a certain amount of privacy because it was dark in there and because people wore these long garments and they could just pull them up and then you wouldn't really see anything.
So, Chelsea, now that we know that a lot can be learned by studying toilets about not just toilet habits, but life in general, about diet, about disease, are people excited about, are people charging into studying toilets?
Well, I think that what we're seeing is that archaeologists are incorporating toilet studies into their broader research programs. I spoke to an archaeologist called Hendrik Day at Hunter College. He studies the city wall of ancient Rome, and in that wall are toilets. And a few years ago, he was asked to contribute to a book about toilets. And he was so excited to do it. And he said, I don't think I'll ever write about toilets ever again, but I was really happy to do so. And I think it's really worthwhile.
Well, Chelsea, thank you for speaking with us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Chelsea Walsh is a freelance journalist who writes about science, the environment, health, and technology. We found her recent article, The Secret History of Ancient Toilets at Nature. You'll find a link to read more at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.